Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of May 11th through the 18th. Yay. And it's pretty simple this week. It's pretty straightforward. We have one major theme, one kind of minor theme, I guess. So it shouldn't be too hard for us, I don't think. I'm hoping. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So first of all, we have Mercury moving into Taurus on May 16th. That's Tuesday. And it is going to kind of whiz through this sign in 22 days. So you'll have from May 16th until June 6th with it focusing on that energy. So, you know, Mercury is about our conversations, our ideas. It's getting into talks and meetings. It's focusing on agreements and sales and writing and speaking roles, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions. And in Taurus, it's really going to make that about making money, making purchases, what you're doing with your products or your possessions. And so, you know, 22 days, we really want to kind of hit that hard if we need to. And I do want to give you guys the dates to circle that will be kind of the key dates in all of this. So if you're waiting to hear back about, you know, if you're going to land that income opportunity or if the product got placed or whatever this might be, or if you need to schedule that meeting and talk, et cetera, then these would be the key dates when things are going to be important. So we have the 27th of May when Mercury will be making an adjustment alignment to Jupiter. And so that might be when you get, you know, get called in for a second interview. The adjustment to Jupiter involves a key individual. It could be, you know, clients, specialists, partners, representatives, anybody, you know, important like that. So, or it could be, you know, where you're kind of finessing some kind of decision with another person or adapting around a situation. So the 27th is the first day that stands out. Then there's also an overlap. The second aspect that Mercury will make during this 22 days happens between the 27th and 28th as Mercury makes a opportunity aspect to Neptune. And so either one of those days may bring information or decisions, meetings, sales agreements about income or possessions or purchases or products. And this one has that open door alignment to anything in film, music, painting, poetry, the art world, you know, anything muse related. It also aligns favorably to the spiritual realm, prayer, meditation, yoga, any magical or psychic interests and pursuits. It aligns favorably to romance, so maybe there'll be a lovely romantic purchase. It aligns favorably to healing in hospitals and other institutions, retreats and getaways. What else? Research, investigations, any kind of delving into information. So that might help you further, you know, if you're trying to find the information to find that income situation or what you want to do with the purchase, then, you know, get online and dig through things between the 27th and 28th. Then on the 31st, Mercury makes its third alignment, which is a harmonic to Pluto. This is a very good day, probably the most important day out of this 22 days, which is when this income, possessions, purchases, products, talks and meetings and news and agreements and decisions, et cetera, aligns very favorably with the goals you've set, with authority figures that might be in the mix, like the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, the producer, the mentor, anybody like that, or the career, you know, momentum that you have going. And also can kind of pull in outside financial resources or tackle whatever you have going on there. Kind of align with intimate needs or reproductive needs or the divorce scenario, et cetera. So think Pluto themes and reaching something on the 31st. And then the final standout period with this 22 days of Mercury in Taurus is between June 3rd and 4th. And at that time, Mercury makes an adjustment to Saturn. So something is happening here where you need to finesse, work around a little bit, the trip, the legal needs, maybe you're incorporating or, you know, signing a contract, the educational side of whatever this is, the media marketing, publishing, broadcasting part of it, if there's a wedding involved or anything religious or political. So expect to, you know, maybe hear the news or get into the talk or meeting or make the decision at that point, but have to kind of work through something in one of those areas. So So those are your standout days. This is the focus with Mercury. Our thoughts are going to turn to more stable concrete. Slow and steady wins the race with Taurus. And that's that event. Then next we have Jupiter making an adjustment aspect to Neptune in this week ahead. And it's going to play out sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday. So when we have a two-day period that's covered, you may experience it all on Tuesday, or you may experience it all on Wednesday, or you might have things going on both days. So, you know, I don't know your chart, but it'll be sometime in there. So when we're talking about these slow-moving planetary energies, there's usually three chapters to the story. So we want to look back at the first time these guys adjusted, which was back around October 23rd in 2016. So you kind of look at that second half of October last year. And that's when this actually began. And, you know, because Neptune is such a slow-moving planet and Jupiter will take another 12 years to get back here, this is just like one of those standout once-in-a-lifetime kind of events that is happening. So it may be more important than other times in your life with these topics. Jupiter is asking us to really look at where we are in key relationships and to make some kind of adjustment to that scenario. And so, you know, there may be a romantic partnership that we're involved in that we need to like kind of work something out with this person and approach the relationship differently. There may be a business partner that we need to make some adjustments with. This could be about an expert or a specialist, and this person, you know, by going back and forth to this person, we are kind of figuring something out by adapting situations, you know, and trying different approaches to get it right throughout the story. It could be about our clients, and perhaps we need to, from the start of this story, which was October 23rd last year, until it finishes around July 5th of this year, you know, work out some new way of getting to our clients or handling our clients or what we offer our clients or expanding our client base, you know, so think about that. It could be about people that represent you, so making adjustments with them, agents, attorneys, anybody that you're going to go in and they're going to kind of advocate for you. And it could also be about competitors or opponents and the kind of give and take we need to do if we want to step up to that plate and deal with those people a little bit better. So, you know, in this week ahead, between Tuesday and Wednesday, we are at the second of three of these adjustments. And so you can kind of look back and think about these people and, you know, where you've been with them, how much any relationship dynamic has changed, or if you felt like evolving scenarios, or if you've had to react to that person, you know, making the changes or doing something new that you're needing to adapt around, and then realize that this week ahead is kind of the midpoint, even though it's not laid out equally throughout the whole story. Like I said, we're going to have this one between Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the final one will come July 4th and 5th of this summer. And so when we're talking about adjustments with these people, you know, first of all, we need to look at what Jupiter is trying to do here. Jupiter is trying to give us some kind of growth, something that would make us happier or more prosperous or just expand our horizons a bit via this key person or people. And it may be asking us to focus on Jupiter themes to get there, or it may just be about opening something up, you know. So the Jupiter themes that would come into the mix would be anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political, that you might be tackling with these specialists or partners or clients or, you know, representatives or competitors. And then we need to look at what all this is adjusting to, and it's all adjusting to Neptune and Pisces, which means it is far more likely than less likely that there is some kind of karmic past life rebalancing going on here in some way in this situation. It may be about this individual, or it may just be about, you know, you kind of ready to kind of move your direction slightly differently on your karmic path through this process. the 12th house means that some of these adaptations may have to do with things that are going on behind the scenes, whether that means it's private or there's some inner work going on or there is something secretive or there's something deceptive in the mix. You know, that whole hidden arena is pulled into this. And so, you know, hopefully that is something, you know, on the more positive side of that for you guys. But again, making some kind of adaptation to whatever that is in this week ahead is part of it. Neptune also is in charge of healing and addictions and bad habits and hospitals and retreats and other institutions. So let's say you've been seeing a specialist to try to figure out, you know, how to heal yourself, or you've been going to a hospital or a retreat or something like that. That would be one example, you know, making adjustments around what you need to do to get that right. It rules romantic unions, but the kind of romantic unions that are either past life, thread through time kind of stuff, or has to do with a clandestine romance. And so, you know, there may be some adaptations going on with a significant person in that arena. It rules our artistry. So if you're involved with a business partner in film or music or dance or sculpture or with museums or theaters or concert halls or whatever muse-driven thing, or if it's about, you know, connecting with a romantic partner to go to these things, you know, and change the romance in the relationship by going out and experiencing art together. Adaptation in this week ahead rules the spiritual practices and beliefs. And so there may be a key individual that you are kind of evolving your belief system with throughout this process, or you're adapting to incorporate some of their philosophies. It could be that you're working with a guru, you know, to get into your meditation or yoga, or you're getting back into your prayer. So spirituality is part of it. What am I leaving out? Research and investigations, you know, the behind the scenes digging up of the information. So there may be a need to kind of go a little further or bend a little with what you've found out so far and try to go down a different road. And so I think that's everything. Spiritual, romantic, artistic, healing, hospitals, research. Yeah. I mean, so it's, you know, when we're talking about the big planets that move slowly like this, sometimes it's not so much like an event-oriented kind of thing that's going to happen in the week ahead. It's really more the background story that's been ongoing since last October. And you may experience something, an aha moment, as you kind of see how the adaptation is taking place with this person. You know, maybe you're trying to get your partner into a more of an artistic vein and or in a spiritual vein, and there it's starting to turn that corner this week or something, you know. So there's a lot of different ways this could play out, but be aware of it, that this is your second one, that the final one comes in July, and then, you know, this is not a repeater. So that's our overview. So when we're really looking at the signs, Aries, starting on Tuesday, you start to get way more energy around talks and meetings, agreements, sales, interviews, auditions, offers, any kind of short trips, local activities that focus on making money. That focus on purchases and product and possessions. So if you want to, you know, speak to somebody about any of that or ask questions or make choices, really starting to gear up on the 16th, and you'll have until June 6th to motivate and make that happen. And if you've been waiting on news, you know, waiting to hear back about any of that, this is your period. And everybody check back to the top of the show for the key dates that stand out. With the Jupiter-Neptune adjustment for Aries, sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, you adapt a little bit more. If it's hearing, you know, from a specialist or an expert, if it's something going on with that partner or in romance or business, if it's the clients and how you're adapting, what you're doing there, if it has to do with you know, representatives like agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents in the situation, be willing to kind of either ask for something a little bit more or less, or give and take yourself in this situation. And again, with a focus on 12th house matters, especially for Aries, which means healing, hospitals, addictions, bad habits, behind the scenes activities, research, investigations, any kind of romantic interests, spiritual activities, or artistic pursuits in the mix. For Taurus, you know, this is Mercury moving into your sign on Tuesday. So, you know, get ready to get chatty. You're going to have Mercury really focusing on you up through June 6th. And so, you know, you might start hearing from a lot more people during this period, become way more interactive in your talks and meetings. But it is also like a really important time to pursue your needs. So you might be talking about your feelings or talking about what's going on with your body or meeting with a specialist about that, you know. Or you might be making decisions about your image or your brand. And if you want to pitch an idea that is relevant to you, really special time for that, you know, and looking at agreements and sales and writing and offers and choices that are going to come up for you. So focus it on your specific personal and physical needs and pursue things that you feel passionate about, because definitely this is a time where more people will be responsive to you. And then when we look at this adjustment aspect between Jupiter and Neptune for Taurus, you know, this is kind of peaking between Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, the 16th and 17th. And so Jupiter has been really kind of trying to get the Taurus to rethink a little bit the key relationships involved with their work, number one. So you might be, you know, thinking about, do you want to partner with somebody? Do you want to approach clients differently? Do you want to get someone to represent you in your work? Do you want to tackle the competitors differently? Is there a specialist you can see to help you with your work scenario, you know? And this in effect may then kind of branch out and in some way embrace coworkers and or people you hire. And so that whole area is one topic. Then it's also health related for Taurus. So it may be about, you know, connecting with that specialist or partnering with someone in a health venture or, you know, getting clients healthy, whatever the health thing might be with the one-on-one scenario. It can be about animals for Taurus. So again, you know, seeing the specialists or getting animals for your partners or whatever that might be. And what else? Paperwork. It may be a very important year in your life for paperwork and seeing the right people and dealing with that. And so any, you know, if you want clues about what this is all about, you know, then you look back to that October, end of October period last year when it started. And, you know, did you reach out to these people to deal with the work or the health or the paperwork or the pets or the, you know, organizing all of this with partners or with clients or with specialists? And was it Jupiter themed? Was it about the legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, religious, political, wedding side of the scenario, right? And so the adjustment that Taurus is going to be making in this week ahead has to do with anything in the Neptune realm, so artistic, spiritual, research, investigative, romantic, healing, hospital or other institutional, but really for Taurus, the focus here is making adjustments with the group affiliations in the mix, with friends that are involved, with what you're doing online, what you're doing in connection to astrology or charities, any gatherings or events, anything with your personal aspirations that you're kind of making an adjustment. Maybe your aspiration has some more of a spiritual side or more of an artistic side or a romantic side, you know, that you're kind of working out here. It can be about something original, an original project or an idea or invention in the mix as well for Taurus. So, you know, get a clue from what's happened already and how far you've come, and then know that you're kind of in this week ahead where there's a little bit more to the adjustment. For Gemini, Mercury is moving into that 12th house, mystical, magical, delusional, strange, and wild house of karma and past life stuff for Gemini. So you'll have 22 days of it here, starting on Tuesday the 16th. So, you know, the positive side of this is your thoughts are going to kind of, it's a time of introspection more than anything, and you can come up with brilliant ideas during this time frame because you're kind of getting in tune with your inner spiritual muse, you know, driven energy. And it's a good time for Gemini to get into talks and meetings and interviews and to write and to focus on agreements and sales that have to do with the arts. So film, music, painting, poetry, any of that. It's a really good time to get into anything like that involving your spiritual practices, anything with healing or hospitals, anything with romantic retreats or getaways or karmic past life stuff. Anything with, I don't know if I said healing or hospitals. I've been talking all day today. But you do have a good focus there, if I didn't say it already. So, getting behind the scenes into some private meetings, secret rendezvous, getting in touch with your muse, making choices in these areas, definitely this is what's favored for Gemini in these next 22 days. And with the Jupiter-Neptune adjustment, Tuesday and Wednesday, again, look back to the end of October last year when this started. For Gemini, you're adjusting with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys over lovers, over love relationships or with the lover, over the children and what you need there, over creative projects that you're involved in, or over anything recreational. So in that realm, you're looking at Jupiter themes. Is there something really big you're trying to do with one of these people about a creative venture or with the kids or in the name of love or something fun? Or is it about a Jupiter topic? Is it like media and marketing or travel plans or educational pursuits or a wedding or the legalities or the religious or political side of this? So you have that going on in this big way, and then you're being asked to make an adjustment either involving the goal or the career situation in the mix, or an authority figure like the boss or the parent or the judge or the director or teacher, mentor, producer, somebody like that in the scenario. And with that person, it is about Neptune, so either about their the research and investigations with them, or the healing in hospitals with them, or the artistic or spiritual or romantic pursuit in that scenario with the career or goals or authority figure. So however far you've come, we're adapting a little bit more in this week ahead. And then obviously the last part of this is in July. All right, for Cancer. Mercury is moving into Taurus on Tuesday. It's going to go for 22 days, and it's really going to turn your thoughts to more of a social side of life. So, you're probably going to hear from more friends. You're going to be in talks with friends and groups and online, and it also focuses on astrology and charities and gatherings and parties and events and your personal aspirations and your original projects and plans. It's a wonderful time to kind of get those brilliant ideas, It's too bad it goes by so quick, right? I'm a Cancer. I could use more than 22 days of that. But write down your ideas during this period. Definitely speak up. Pick up the phone, answer your emails, get out there locally. Very active, popular time for the Cancers, and a good time to come to choices and decisions or make sales and sign agreements in those areas. And then with Jupiter making an adjustment to Neptune between Tuesday and Wednesday next week, Jupiter has been trying to focus on some kind of really big thing going on with a partner or the clients or the specialists or the agents or attorneys, some key relationship with a focus on your home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, a roommate, or all of the above if you're really, really crazy. been asking you to kind of tackle the Jupiter themes there, either to really do something big there or to deal with the legal, the educational, the media, the marketing, the travel, the wedding, the religious, the political side of what you're doing there. And so as you are moving to this adjustment phase in this week ahead, it's asking you to look at the ninth house, which again is the house Jupiter rules. So it kind of is a double back here saying, okay, really get serious about making some adjustment with the legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious or political theme in the mix. And to do so, it somehow involves that Neptune theme. It's karmic past life stuff that's playing out here that you're adapting with, or it has to do with the research you need to do about this, or the artistic or romantic or spiritual energy that's playing out here, or what's happening with healing or hospital scenarios in the mix. So as this approaches, you need to kind of give and take a little bit, and the last chapter will be in July between the 4th and 5th. For Leo, Mercury is moving into Taurus on Tuesday. It's going to be there 22 days. It's really focused at the midheaven for you guys. It's a really important time for Leo because this is about, you know, putting a spotlight on your achievements and your goals, your ambitions, your career, your status, your reputation, your fame, and anything to do with authority figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, etc. And so during this time frame, you have more energy available to get into the talks or to hear the news, to get into the meetings, sign the agreements, deal with the sales, write, pitch ideas, get into speaking roles or projects, get more active locally or with short trips, make decisions, hear the final offer or whatever. So definitely a time to be proactive about those themes. And then with Jupiter making an adjustment to Neptune, this is between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 16th and 17th. So for Leo, Jupiter has been trying to get you to really go big via this, you know, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with competitors, whoever the key relationship is, go big in your communication zone. So with writing or with sales or agreements or with your talks and speaking roles and meetings, with your short trips and local activities, with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics. So all of this is getting the big push, you know, and in this week ahead, there's an adjustment to be made, and the adjustment has to do with the big financial topic in the mix. So this could be the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the commissions, the alimony, the child support, the partner's money, or any of the other ones I forgot. Or it could be on a personal side for you with an adjustment as you have this talk or hear the news or meet or whatever with somebody about your sexual attraction or connection, about reproductive needs or situations playing out, about a divorce, about a death, about a birth, or about any kind of say controlling interest in a scenario or third party situation. So where you have to work something out with two other people. And so again, making adjustments in this week ahead with this, and think about Neptune in the mix. You know, there's either some kind of karmic thread here or something going on behind the scenes here or something in the romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital or research arena behind that'll be pushing for that adjustment. For Virgo, Mercury is moving into fellow Earth sign Taurus on Tuesday, which is a nice alignment for the Virgos. And this is definitely going to open up an amplified 22 days where you can, get into more talks and writing and agreements and sales and meetings, or you can take more short trips or, involve the neighbors. And it's going to be focused on your ninth house. So this is about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or it's about educational pursuits, or it's about legal needs, or it's about travel plans or with people at a distance. It's about weddings or religion or politics. So anything big and expansive like that, you have much more energy helping you open the conversation or hear the news or offer or make the choices and get into all of that. So be proactive about that. And then with Jupiter making an adjustment to Neptune in this week ahead, this is the second one. So you can kind of look back to what was kicking in last October. Around the 23rd at the first adjustment. So here you are now with Jupiter saying, you know, we have something really big here for you to go for with a partner or client or specialist or agent or attorney or the competitor or opponent. And the focus here is on being valued or what you value, your personal income, your product, your possessions or purchases that you're going for during this time. And so we need to kind of make an adjustment here. Do you need to tackle the illegal, the educational, the wedding, the travel, the media, the marketing, the, you know, same stuff that we're talking about where Mercury's headed there, the religious, the political side, that's Jupiter. And then we are adapting to Neptune. And so for Virgo, this is your relationship ruler. So this doubles back for Virgo as well, saying that, you know, it is kind of doubling down on making adjustments with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. So maybe, you know, maybe you're not with the right one and you need to move on to somebody different if it's not the right specialist past or not the right attorney, whatever. Maybe you're with the right one, but you guys need to take a new approach to something. Maybe there's something added to the mix that you're going to really have to, it's really getting big here. whatever this is, be willing to kind of give and take with this. And then remember, Neptune's behind this. So there is that karmic past life thread or something with healing in hospitals, research and investigations, romance, artistry, or spirituality that's going on here as you adjust. For Libra, Mercury's moving into your powerhouse on Tuesday the 16th, and it's going to travel there for 22 days until June 6th. So Libra, you know, this is really going to open up the lines of communication, get you into more talks and meetings, more sales and writing and agreements, more short trips and local activities, more offers and decisions that are focused on financial interests, you know, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions, the partner's money, the alimony, child support, whatever that might be, the big financial thing. And it can equally get you into short trips and talks and meetings, et cetera, that are about sex or about reproduction or about divorce or about a death or a birth or a third party situation that you're in the, you know, throes of doing something about here. So you do want to be kind of proactive about opening up that communication and making choices during this time while the energy is so amplified for you. And with the Jupiter Neptune adjustment, you know, definitely Libra is feeling this because Jupiter's in your sign. And so this is a really big growth oriented year for you as an individual. And when it comes to who you are, your identity. That could be your name. It could be your title. It could be your body. It could be your image, your brand, some personal desire that you have to expand your horizons in some new direction you want to go or next level direction in the situation you're in. And so, part of this is coming through a desire to be happier or more prosperous. And part of this is coming through anything in the Jupiter ruled realm. So media, marketing, legal, educational, travel, wedding, religious, political themes might be part of this for you. So when we're looking at the adjustment that you are going to need to make again in this week ahead, and I should back that up just a second, you know, for Libra, even though it's in your sign, you know, you still are involved, you know, there is still some kind of one-on-one play here with partners or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or representatives, you know, whatever that person might be for you as you're kind of redefining this direction for yourself. And so the adjustment that comes in the week ahead has to do with a work matter or a health situation or the animals or paperwork that's involved in this or hired help or coworkers or organizing or cleaning and the details. And this is backed by Neptune. So we're looking at, you know, is this karmic? Is it healing or dealing with institutions like hospitals? Is it about the research you're doing here? Is it about the romance? Is it about the spirituality or the artistic side of the equation here? And just be, you know, looking for this adjustment and ready to make it in this week ahead. All right, for Scorpio, Mercury is moving into your relationship zone on May 16th, and you're going to have it there for 22 days. So up and through June 6th, this is a really powerful time for Scorpio to hear from one-on-one people, you know, relationships, the clients, the specialists, the partners in romance, the partners in business, the agents, the attorneys, the opponents, the competitors, you know. To get into talks and meetings with these people. You might make some brand new connections during this phase. You know, if you're out and about locally or on a short trip, you might decide to write with these people or sign agreements or focus on sales, you know. So it's definitely favoring that for you guys. Look back to the start of the show when I gave the standout dates for that in the next 22 days. But definitely time to open that flow with your one-on-one scenarios. And with this adjustment that's coming in this week ahead between Jupiter and Neptune, Jupiter is also kind of asking you to kind of hone in on partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, but through the 12th house for Scorpio. So really, it's about what's going on with art, film, music, dance, poetry, painting, what, some muse-related theme, or concert theaters, you know, museums, someplace that is artistic. Or it has to do with your spiritual development, you know, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, your belief system. It has to do with healing and hospitals, addictions and bad habits, romantic getaways or clandestine romance. I think that's it. So in those areas, you really need to kind of look at, you know, what's opening up? How do I grow this? What's important about the growth of this in the year, this week ahead? Is it about my happiness or prosperity? Is it about Jupiter themes in the mix? Legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix? And then you need to be able to make that adjustment to Neptune. So for Scorpio, this is going to be an adjustment involving love or a lover, involving children, involving creative projects, or involving recreation. And behind that is Neptune. So is that karmic, and is the adjustment about that? Is it about the artistic side of that, the spiritual side of that, the romantic side of that, the healing or research side of that, the hospital side of that? And so, you know, again, we've got to double down on Scorpio. So some of the signs are getting kind of a real strong message here with this stuff. So adaptations in this week ahead with this. For Sagittarius, Mercury is moving into the zone of your work, hired help, co-workers, paperwork, organizing, cleaning, and the area of your health and your animals. And so really, this is where your thoughts are going to be turning starting on Tuesday. You're going to have until June 6th with this. And it's just a really good time for you guys to get into talks and meetings and to focus on agreements and sales and writing and interviews and short trips and local activities that are about those themes. Make some choices. If you're waiting on hearing, you know, the offer or the news about any of these things, you should hear it during that time. So be proactive. And then with Jupiter making the adjustment to Neptune in this week ahead for Sagittarius, you know, Jupiter, again, as with all signs, really kind of trying to grow something via the partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and how you deal with competitors and opponents. But for Sagittarius, this is happening with a focus on friends, group affiliations, the internet, anything with astrology, with charities, with parties or events or gatherings. Definitely for Sag, with personal aspirations and original ideas and projects and anything about freedom or causes, you know. So you do want to look at where you are in that story with these one-on-one scenarios. Have you grown your client base through the internet? Have you met a partner to, you know, be romantically involved with out at parties? Have you, you know, or has a friendship turned romantic, or has, do you want to partner with a friend? I mean, you know, what is the scenario there for you in those different combinations that could apply? And then we want to make some adaptation in this week ahead, which for Sagittarius has to do with an adjustment involving your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, or a roommate situation. And this is backed by Neptune. So is this karmic? Is this about healing or hospitals or recuperation and rest? Is this about the research you need to do there? Is this about some kind of artistic scenario that you're setting up or playing out there? Does it have to do with your spiritual practices there or the romance there? And so, you know, work out what you need to work out in this week ahead as it arrives. For Capricorn, Mercury is moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 16th. We'll be there until June 6th. You have 22 days with a lot of communication, thought, ideas, offers, you know, decisions, agreements, coming through with a focus on love or lovers that are already in the mix, right? Or coming back, whatever. Anything to do with children, anything to do with creative projects or recreation. So really good time to pick up the phone or to get out locally or to take a short trip and run into somebody that is going to then, you know, be a part of your creative life or your love life or something with the kids, or if you're already involved in those scenarios, to amp up the sales and the writing and the agreements and the proposals and the decisions, you know. So we have a lot of flow here. And you can kind of check back to the top of the show where I gave the standout dates for that. And then with the adjustment going on in this week ahead between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 16th and 17th, look back, you know, the end of October around the 23rd last year when we had the first adjustment start. For all signs, we're kind of working through things that are supposed to be growth-oriented for us, involving partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, how we deal with competitors or opponents. And so for Capricorn, it's really been about setting some really big life goals here with these people, or dealing with the career momentum with these people, or how you're handling authority figures in the mix, the parent, the boss, the teacher, the mentor, the judge, you know, whoever that higher up person might be. And so in all of that, you've been kind of dealing with Jupiter themes, travel or people at a distance. Anything legal, anything educational, anything media marketing oriented, anything with weddings or religion or politics in the mix. And as you approach this week ahead, we have this adjustment to make, which is going to come through communications, believe it or not. So, you know, hearing the news or the offer or having the talk or the meeting or focusing on the sale or agreement or writing or interview or making that short trip or doing something locally or making a big choice as you adjust around this. And behind this is that karmic past life Neptune coloring this scenario with romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital, research, or development themes behind that. All right, for Aquarius. Mercury is moving into your home base on May 16th, on Tuesday this coming week, and it's going to stay there till June 6th, so 22 days, more talks, more meetings, more offers, more agreements, more sales, more writing, more decisions that you're making in the home, about the home, about real estate deals, about moves, renovations, the family, the parent, the roommates. So, you know, a lot of swirling activity around this base rooted part of the chart. And so, you know, it is time to ask for it or speak about it or make your choices. Keep the communications open. Sell it. Sign it. Whatever you need to do. Check at the first of the show. I give the specific dates that kind of stand out with this stuff. And then with the adjustment aspect in this week ahead for Aquarius with Jupiter and Neptune between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 16th and 17th, Jupiter's been trying to give you some kind of growth energy here that is playing out with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, with a focus on your ninth house. So, you know, with travel or people at a distance or relocation or foreign interests, with education, with media, marketing, broadcasting, legal, wedding, religious, political themes, right? And so something there, you've been on this path since last fall. And so in this week ahead, you're making another adjustment for the growth of that scenario. And the adjustment involves your income or your purchase or a bunch of purchases, your possessions or your product. And so in that, you know, you want to give and take, and you want to kind of look at what is Neptune coloring here for you. Is it about, you know, the artistic side of that? You know, maybe you want to make money doing something more artistic, or you want to purchase something artistic, or, you know, what's the give and take there? Is it spiritual? Is it romantic? Is it about healing or hospitals or other institutions? So maybe there's some income to be made there or purchases you need to make for any of those themes. Also can be about research and digging up information that can kind of help you adjust and tweak some of that income or purchases, possessions or products side of things. So that's your adaptation in this week ahead. For Pisces, Mercury is moving into your communication zone. So really the most supercharged time of the year for you guys to hear from more people, have more ideas, pitching ideas, sparking in things in meetings, focusing on sales and agreements and writing interviews and auditions, a really big time to get active, more active locally or on short trips. There might be more interaction during this period for Pisces with brothers and sisters and neighbors. There might be more going on locally for you guys. There might be something focused on vehicles or electronics for you that's important as well. So whatever this is for you guys, you've got until June 6th, so hit the ground running. Expect to be way more active, though, communicatively. And then with this adjustment aspect that is going on between Jupiter and Neptune, all right, with Jupiter, for Pisces, this has been trying to give you some kind of growth opportunity involving partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys or dealing with competitors or opponents. And for Pisces, it's been in the powerhouse. So it's really been about you guys focusing on your sexuality, your sex life, your sexual attractions, your sexual dysfunctions, anything sex-oriented, anything in the reproductive tract. Anything with divorce, anything with a death or a birth, anything with third party scenarios playing out, or anything in the big financial picture. So dealing with your loans, your inheritance, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your bankruptcy, your commissions, your partner's money, whatever the financial topics might be. And so, Jupiter's been trying to open you up here, give you a little bit more growth. It might have asked you to deal with Jupiter themes, like, do you need to tackle the legal side of this stuff? Do you need to travel to do this? Do you need to involve the wedding? Do you need to involve media marketing themes in this mix? Is there something educational here or religious or political here that can get you where you want to go with this? So in this week ahead, the adjustment aspect is to you, Pisces, because Neptune's in your sign and Neptune rules your sign. So really it's asking you to make an adjustment. So whether that has to do with, how you're approaching this scenario, if it has to do with what your needs have been in this mix and going to the next level with that, whether it has to do with your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title or just some kind of personal goal you have and how to adapt this situation to get closer to where you want to go with it. It's just definitely important for you to show up and do what you need to do about this. And then keep in mind the themes that your sign rules, because that will be coloring what is, behind this adjustment. So it may be karmic for you. It may be about healing and hospitals and other institutions. It may be about research and investigations. It may be about the romance. It may be about the spiritual growth and practices, or it may be about your artistic talents and skills and where you're headed with that. For everybody, wow, right? Big week, lots going on. That's it. I really don't have anything else except love you guys. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week, same time. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology if you need to drop me a line. And I will see you guys next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one.